taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on
Japan Top 10.
Hi, I'm Brinton.
And I'm Shauna.
And we're bringing you a top 10 for the month of January. So, before we get into the countdown proper, we have an announcement. We're currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this will really be a great opportunity for you.
With that, I guess we can jump into our top 10 for January of 2025. Will take a while for me to get the 25 right. I think I'm still writing 2024 on a bunch of documents. And whenever I'm writing down dates, it's still 2024. But hey, no better time to get used to it than now, right?
Yeah, I mean, if there's a time to be making mistakes, it's always the beginning of the year.
I don't know whether that's optimistic or pessimistic, but we'll take a good mix of both. But you know how the saying goes, new year, new me. And I think that's the perfect way to jump into our songs for today. And first up at number 10, we have New Me by Yoasobi.
Number 10.
I'm not the only one.
and you just listened to New Me by Yoasobi. And I think Yoasobi is not too odd of a name or too new of a name to people familiar with the J-pop scene. And this song is definitely one of their top songs, at least on my list, 100%. And in August of 2023, the literary magazine Bungae partnered with the creative writing website Monogatari to host a novel contest. So out of 879 stories, 7 winners were announced in Feb of 2024. And one of the winners was a short story called The Hakusan Street Incident by Mado Arite.
Yes, and that wasn't enough. It was also announced that Yoasobi would perform a song based off of this story, along with the winners. This song would be used in the second part of a project being run by the human resources company called Recruits. And this project happens to, I guess, go under the name of Meetings That Aren't There Yet and Music That Isn't Here Yet.
I think that is a lovely kind of tie-in to the whole lot. And this song premiered on October 1st, Yoasobi's 5th anniversary actually, in a Recruit commercial and was made available digitally on November 11th.
And when talking about the song, Ayase, the producer and one of the members of Yoasobi, mentioned that he chose the title New Me because he wanted to choose an English phrase that meant something like a new birth, a new meeting, or a new change in oneself. And that the name sounds catchy and cute.
And I couldn't agree more. I think Ikira and Ayase never fail to give us some really catchy songs with, once again, really stunning visuals. The song is no different. And, you know, it just captures the entire essence of the story. And it's a beautiful visual, I must say. I think all Yoasobi songs need to be listened to and watched at the same time because it's just this visual and auditory treat. And the song is just no different.
Yes, this song is, I guess, a very, like, an excellent exercise in creativity. Also, the original story itself, like, yeah, I've mentioned this in December 2024's Top 10, but, yeah, like, I've actually read the Hakusan Street Incident, and it is very gripping. And as a short story, it doesn't overstay its welcome, and it also kind of, like, it stops just at the right point, sort of, like, let your imagination go wild. And I think Yoasobi really delivers on, I guess, one such perspective of what the story could be like.
I think that's really great because I haven't personally read the story, so I guess that means, you know, time for me to take a deep dive into the Hakusan Street incident. But I think Yoasobi always manages to hit their brief as far as storytelling goes, and their songs always capture the essence of whatever they're trying to narrate, right? But from whatever perspective it is, you understand and you're able to see the connections, and I think it's really beautiful.
Yes. But yeah, don't feel bad if you haven't read the story. You can actually find it on monogatari.com, but you can also find it on Amazon, you know, to download on your Kindle. And I think there's also an English translation that you can buy for your Kindle as well.
Great. I mean, so that means easy access to a really great story then.
Yes, it's a very short story, so it won't be a lot of, like, brain power to take in. So yeah, definitely do read it, especially when you're coming into the music video for the first time, because yeah, it will make a lot of sense.
Great. I mean, you've got to love a story that's gripping and knows how to deliver. And if this song is anything to go by, I'm really excited to read it.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, it only reaffirms my, I guess, my view of Yoasobi as, you know, as a power duo who have always, you know, been putting out banger after banger, but also being able to transform stories into song masterfully.
It's such a skill. I'm in full agreement. I think they've really cracked the code of, you know, storytelling through music. So it's great to see.
All right, moving on. At number 9, we have Azalea by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 9.
「残してた差し木の花」 私はただあの時と同じように君の方を撫でた。ずっとそばにいてって手に触れてって言ったよね。君が困り果てるくらいに誰も知らぬブードゥ夜明けのブームほのかに感じとわす二人だけあなたがリンクしてく。
That was Azalea by Kensu Yonezu. On the 2nd of October of 2024, the trailer for the drama Sayonara no Tsutsuki, or Beyond Goodbye, was released. And a part of the song that you've just heard, Azalea, featured in the trailer along with the announcement that Kensu Yonezu would be performing that song.
So, the drama Sayonara no Tsutsuki was released on November 14th, and the cover artwork for the theme song, designed by Yonezu himself, was also revealed to the public at the time.
Yes, and for those who haven't, I guess, heard my opinions on the show in the December 2024 episode, you can find out about Beyond Goodbye on Netflix.
Very solid plug, by the way, for both the December countdown as well as, you know, the drama. So I guess to find out Brinton's real opinions on the drama, we have to go back to that episode.
Yes, I will say that there is some new information that I have discovered since then. But, you know, that's kind of the magic of listening to a song multiple times over. But speaking of the song itself, the full song and the music video for Azalea were released digitally 4 days after, on the 18th of November. And it was his first new release in about 3 months at the time.
So Azalea actually ranked number one on various streaming sites and won 25 awards. This marked his 16th number one single on the Oricon Singles Chart, making him the first solo artist to achieve this record. I mean, Yonezu has really been setting benchmarks for music, and this is just one of the laurels you kind of have to add to his shelf, because all his music has just been so good. I think Lemon is a song I consistently go back to, so Yonezu never fails to disappoint.
Yeah, and I think for me, one of his biggest strides was in Kickback, and I know that I sound like an absolute fool saying this, but I was practically today years old when I found out that Kickback was a Chainsaw reference, in addition to it being the theme song for Chainsaw Man. So, yes, this is wow. Probably like okay. One out of two times I'm going to say that I'm today years old.
I was trying to hold back on judgment there, but you know what? It's very valid. But the more you know, right?
Yes, and of course, I did say that I've learned another thing about this song since the last episode, and I did mention that I had no idea what Azaleas had to do with the source material or how it kind of tied together with Sayonara no Tsutsuki, but yeah, I found out that the answer was just staring me straight in the face, and yeah, it, you know, when I kind of heard the song the second time and took a read at the lyrics, I couldn't believe just how, I guess, easy it was to miss, and just how creative Kenshi Yonezu was, you know, is with his lyrics. And so, for people who are curious about the lyrics, the key word here is sashiki, which means to, like, to plant cuttings. And so, I guess an interesting thing about that word in particular is that, you know, you can find this on any gardening website, but apparently you can grow azaleas, or at least more azaleas, by just trimming off a bit of, you know, the azalea from the, you know, from the host plant and, you know, replanting it. And yeah, it's somehow able to grow independently, like, from the parent plant itself. And yeah, I don't think we actually talked about the show itself, Sayonara no Tsutsuki, but it's about a woman who kind of loses, who's kind of like moving on from the loss of her ex-boyfriend after he died, and only to find out that he's still living on after he donated his heart?
His heart, yeah.
Yeah, and so you can probably see where I'm going with this. So there is a parallel
of course,
growing
in independence and all that.
That's right. Yeah, so even though, you know, the heart, like, the body isn't there, the heart still lives on. Kind of like, even though the plant isn't there, the flower's still growing. So yeah, it's very creative.
It's beautiful, yeah. It's a very beautiful parallel.
That's right, and it's an absolute 1,000 IQ kind of theme there that is incredibly easy to miss, especially for people who aren't botanists.
Right. It's one of those, like, niche references that, like, you know the people who get it and people who don't are kind of confused, but I think it's a beautiful reference, and it's so subtle. It's a very nuanced kind of reference.
Yes. Well, I am glad that I'm here to share this update with everyone. Don't make the same mistake I did and take it at face value. Yeah.
The more you know, right? Yeah, exactly. And you know, things just don't stay the same. And I think a song that represents that beautifully as well is the next song on our list, which is Same Blue by Official Hige Dandism.
Number 8.
あなたの前の僕は渡したいことは何て渡せない。
And you just heard Same Blue by Official Hige Dandism. And actually, during the September event for the anime Ao no Hako, or Blue Box, it was announced that Official Hige Dandism would be in charge of their opening theme.
Same Blue was written specifically for the anime and was released on the 2nd of October, and that was 10 months after their last anime collaboration song, Soul Soup, which is, done in collaboration with Spy Family.
Exactly, and the music video for the song actually was released on the same day as the digital release and is set in a high school newspaper club while the band members perform in front of a circular window that shows the blue sky behind them.
Yes, and other than it being a very classic feel-good Official Hige Dandism song, this song is unique in that it uses several odd time signatures. So the song opens with a 5-beat guitar riff, which then changes to 6 beats. And the chorus follows this pattern as well, alternating between the 5 and 6 beats. And when it goes into the B melody later on, the speed of the beat stays the same, but the rhythm patterns are changed and rearranged.
It's so creative, and I think Higedan is really great at bringing in all these small details, and because it's almost like the intensity of the visuals of the music video and the anime itself, right? Because it's very adrenaline-focused, heartbeat racing, both literally and physically. If you don't get the reference, Ao no Hako is a sports anime / manga, and it also has, you know, your little heartbeat love moments, and I think all of that is just tied in so beautifully in the song, and the rhythm patterns together just bring it all together.
Yep, could not have said it better myself. I think, I did also talk about this in the December 2024 countdown, and I've had that sort of same sentiment where I guess, there's a sort of sense of hope or of excitement in this song, and there are different ways of interpreting it because, this Ao no Hako is a sports anime, but it also has romance elements to it. So there are those two sides that you can sort of interpret it from.
Agreed. I will say Ao no Hako is definitely one of my recommendations for people who want to watch a romance anime but don't want it to be overly focused on just the romance aspect of it, and also for the people who are into sports anime but like a little variety in slice of life moments in their anime too. Ao no Hako is, I think, the perfect intersection of all these themes, and if you enjoyed Same Blue as a song, you'll really enjoy the anime as well.
Yes, and I think, I'm sure it might be available elsewhere, but last I checked, you can see Ao no Hako on Netflix.
Yes, it's available on Netflix.
Okay, moving on. At number 7, we have Neko by King Nu.
Number 7. Sasayaka no hana de hongesa de nakute tada anata ni totte kachi ga areba ii dare mo kizukanai.
Sotto, 忘れさせぬような。
That was Netko by King Gnu. So this song was King Gnu's first song in about a year, and it was written specifically for the drama The Diamond Sleeping in the Sea.
So the word Netko means the root of a flower, and there are several flower metaphors used throughout the song, such as the line, "It's okay to be a humble flower," and a line that literally means to put down roots.
Netko debuted with the first episode of the drama on the 20th of October and was released digitally the next day.
So Daiki Tsuneta of King Gnu said that he hopes it'll be a simple song that will help us live in modern times while thinking back on what has been passed down since the post-war 1950s, which is the drama setting, and what has been lost. And I think it's quite beautiful because the song also really covers kind of almost the passage of time, if that makes sense. How, you know, life goes on while taking on parts of the past. So it's a very beautiful full circle moment with all of it.
Yes, absolutely. And, like, sorry to, you know, call back to the last episode again, but if you haven't seen the music video for this song, drop whatever you're doing, watch it right now. And if you have already seen the music video,
I fully agree.
Watch it again. Yeah.
No, I fully agree because it is the most beautiful thing ever. I think I cried while watching it. I don't know if you've seen this movie that just came out. I forget what it was, but it's about this one house and like the world changing around it. I forget what the movie is called, and I know I'm going to kick myself for this later. I don't know if it's out yet, but I saw the trailer of it and it just reminded me so much of this music video. It's one of those passage of time videos, but it's so visually stunning.
No, I think the closest thing I can come to anything of that description is Interstellar, but that's not even close to a house. That's space travel.
No. good like reference though. I think Interstellar is a great kind of reference point there. But no, I will remember it when I need this information the least, which is what's going to kill me. But no, I think all that aside, you're absolutely right about just going and watching this music video. It is so aesthetically pleasing. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even stop at this song. Just watch all of their other music videos. They're masterpieces.
I fully agree. I'm a big King New fan, so I'm extremely biased here with anything that comes to their music.
Yes. Is there a favorite music video that you have?
Of King New? Let me think. Oh, wow. That's actually a pretty hard one. I can't remember what it's called now. Today's just not my day, I think. It's one of those, like, everything is on the tip of your tongue and you just can't remember it. I really like Special Z, which I remember very well, but I don't think that was my favorite, but it's one of those memorable ones.
Absolutely.
While I love Special Z, I know it's not, like, my favorite. I can't remember the name of the song. What's your favorite one, though?
I'd have to say Chameleon.
Ooh, okay, wait, no, that's a good one. That is definitely a very solid choice there. King New definitely has some, like, some of the greatest music videos I've seen. It's all just so beautiful.
Yes. And for any listeners who haven't seen any of King New's videos or all of them, there's a New Year's resolution for you.
Your New Year's resolution is to watch King New. Is that what we're pitching here?
Yeah, I mean, do I need to say it again?
we love standing by the words, but no, 100% worth the watch. And before we take you to some more amazing new music for the month, we have a quick announcement. So do you want to advertise on our podcast? You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there. You could reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that'll fit your company's budget. So find all our details at jtop10.jp and find an advertising cost that suits your company's needs. And I guess after that little break, we can kind of head back into the world of Japanese music. And this is a band I'm really excited for the next one, because I think we've covered this song before, because it is one of my favorites. It's one of the most catchy songs I've heard. Plays in my head on repeat. And without further ado, we have New Look by Misamo.
Number 6.
短い髪はトンボイって言われてるけど
And you just heard New Look by MISAMO. So MISAMO is a subunit of the K-pop group TWICE, made up of their three Japanese members, Mina, Sana, and Momo, and they debuted in 2023.
The song that you just heard, New Look, is actually a cover of a song by Namie Amuro, one of the best-selling artists in Japan, I dare say, of this century.
Agreed.
The original song was released on an EP titled 60s, 70s, 80s in 2008.
So this is actually MISAMO's first release since their debut EP Masterpiece, and it was released on October 9th as part of the lead up to their second album, Haute Couture, which was released on November 6th.
The day before the song was released, the music video was released on YouTube. The video celebrates fashion from the 60s and is inspired by English fashion model Twiggy, who was a prominent figure in the fashion world during that time.
Now, I will say, if you're someone who enjoys fashion and, you know, the entire world of, I guess, the runway world, the modeling world, this music video is definitely a fun watch. Lots of very cute references there. And oh my God, there's just so much going on. And I think it also does tap into the 70s, 80s vibe of the song as well. So definitely worth the watch.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll probably bring it up here again. But I think it's really interesting how this song kind of like takes, I guess, it kind of took a song from the mid-2000s and kind of made it their own. And like, both songs are great in their own right, and they do kind of capture the, I guess, the vibe of what music was like at the time. So, you know, how, yeah, with, I guess, Namie Amuro's original song being, I guess, the absolute, like, goats that it was at the time, and here there's a bit more of a, I guess, a bit more of a sort
modern
of like K-pop.
Feel to it.
Yes, that,
yeah.
That kind of feel.
It definitely does take on the more modern kind of feel to it. And I think the members, Mina, Momo, and Sana, really shine in their own right with the song too. So zero complaints from me. While I love Namie Amuro and that song will forever be a masterpiece, I also enjoy seeing newer iterations of it because it's interesting to see how music can change that way.
I mean, it would only make sense that you would follow up a song by an absolute pop icon by pop icons of this current
generation. Yeah, exactly. Quite literally passing on the baton there.
All right. Before we continue with our episode, we have an announcement. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song that you would like us to feature on the podcast. And with that, let's continue. At number 5, we have Always by Needs You.
Number 5.
私の思い出数えると懐かしいあの場所からどれだけ遠くへ消えてしまったんだろう寂しくなる今日の夜私の宝物数えると必ずのような必然偶然の生命虹の橋の途中で膝もついた私が今言えるのは
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
That was Always by Need You. So, for those who don't know about Need You, I'd be surprised if you didn't know about them. They are a 9-member Japanese girl group that was formed through a reality TV show called Need You Project in 2020. They released their pre-debut album, Make You Happy, on the 1st of July of the same year in 2020.
So, the album was a commercial success, topping Billboard Japan's Hot Albums chart and Oricon's Digital Albums chart, while the lead single took first on many other major Japanese charts.
Always is a song that will be on Niji's first mini album, Awake, which is set to release on the 5th of February of this year, but it was pre-released on the 3rd of December.
So this song was actually written by Motoki Omori of Mrs. Green Apple and is used in the Japanese dub of the DreamWorks animation movie The Wild Robot, which will release on February 7th. Now, I've watched The Wild Robot, so it was nice to like listen to the song knowing where it's coming from, like knowing the context of The Wild Robot there as well. And it's beautiful. It is so soft and it's one of those heart-melting songs. I just loved it.
I can't say I've seen The Wild Robot, but I can't say I'm surprised about the fact that Motoki Omori had a hand in this song, because it does have that sort of Mrs. Green Apple sound to it.
It does. I mean, you can. It's the lyrics, right? Because you get a very similar vibe. But, okay, please watch The Wild Robot, though. I know I'm fixating on the wrong thing here, but please go watch it. It is very cute. I am forever an animated movie fanatic, so I will pitch it anywhere I go. This is definitely worth the watch. And this song, if this song is anything to go by for reference, please do go watch the movie. Also, Nitiyu is one of my personal favorite bands, because I've been following them since the Niti project, because I watched the entirety of the reality TV show. It was a problem at the time. And also, I mean, COVID really helped my binge watching tendencies there. So, you know, it's really great to kind of see their name make their way onto our countdown.
Yeah, I mean, given their last, or one of their last, I guess, movies being Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. I'd be really excited to watch The Wild Robot. I'm expecting some cinematic, like, just cinematic,
a masterpiece. Yeah,
awesomeness 100%. Right there.
That's so worth it. It is so worth the watch. That being said, I think it's time to kind of head into our next song, which is Fujin, or Wind God, by Von D.
Number 4.
それでこのぬくもりに
And you just heard Fujin by Von D.
Von D is a lyricist, composer, and arranger who graduated from the Nihon University College of Art in 2003. So not only does he write music, but he also collaborates with others to direct the visual aspect of his songs, such as the artwork and music videos.
Yes, and speaking of, I guess, the very many different aspects of his songs, Von D has said that he does everything from composing to producing videos by himself, and that's how he creates the artist Von D. He wants to live as a multi-artist and not just as a musician, and wants people to look at his work from various angles because of that.
And this song, Fujin or Wind God, was written to be used as the theme song for the drama Light of My Lion, and the show premiered on October 11th and was released digitally on October 12th.
This song is about thinking of someone and was written to fit the worldview of the drama.
Have you watched Light of My Lion?
I have not, but I have seen it on Netflix. As in, I've seen it, the entry on Netflix.
Like, scrolled past it, just saw the poster. No, it is a very cute drama, definitely worth the watch. And I think this song where, you know, you're thinking of someone and that kind of nostalgic, heart-wrenching feeling is definitely captured, and it is the essence of the show as well, because it talks about how you know, this man who's raising his autistic brother after their parents pass away, and you know, it's almost going through the motions, and then this entire shakeup. I don't want to spoil too much, but it is so worth the watch. Will you cry? I definitely cried. Don't know about you. I think I cry for a lot of things, but that's a separate point. But this song really captures, I think, the beauty and the almost... There's a word... It has to be a German word, because I feel like Germans have a word for everything. But it captures that the feeling of missing someone or having someone on your mind constantly. Right? Or having someone or something
longing?
On your mind. Longing.
Longing is the word, yeah.
That was not a German word at all. That was just English, and I blanked so hard. Yes, no, it definitely captures the feeling of longing. Wow. I'm going to not sleep at night thinking about this. This is going to be my moment of regret.
I mean, there's still a chance to redeem yourself. I haven't seen the show myself, but when I heard the song and when I read the lyrics, I kind of gathered that it was about kindness and how, you know, it costs nothing to be kind to other people. Is that the same sort of, like, vibe that you got from listening to the song with the show in mind? Oh, cool.
100%. Like, the idea of, you know, wanting, like, to just constantly give, and because I feel like the more, if I say anything more, I'm going to spoil it. But no, that's definitely the vibe with the show in mind as well. That the things you do for others will come back to you, kind of. That's the vibe.
Right, yeah, okay. So yeah, I did kind of like read the description a bit, and I was like, oh, so there's like, I'm guessing there's elements of altruism that kind of play, you know, very heavily into the show. But yeah.
A little bit, but it's... I think with every show that kind of deals with altruism, there's always that double-edged bit of, you know, altruism doesn't exist. There's always that selfish motive of,
there's some value in it for me. And I think this song captures that as well. So again, very, very layered and nuanced, right?
Yes, definitely. And with that, let's move on. At number three, we have Otonoke by Creepy Nuts.
Number three.
Was Otonoke by Creepy Nuts. So back in June, it was announced that the hip-hop duo Creepy Nuts, which you may have heard plenty of times in the history of Japan Top 10, for I guess absolutely dominating most of the year with their hit song Bling Bang Bang Born. But yeah, so that aside, the group would perform the opening for the anime adaptation of Dandadan. This song premiered with the anime on October the 3rd, and was released digitally the next day on the 4th of October.
So the name Otonoke actually comes from a ghost story from a message board where a monster possesses a girl on a mountain path. That story is called Yamanoke. Yama meaning mountain and ke meaning monster. A strange creature rather, or the yokai from Japanese mythology basically. Which is again very in line with the show Dandadan.
Definitely, or at least part of it anyway. The other part is aliens. Yes, so I guess onto the song. Ashite, who wrote the lyrics, said that when someone listens to the song hundreds of years after he died, he'd be returning to this world from the other side through the person's ears. And so instead of a mountain creature, he would become a sound, or oto, creature. Oh, the creature of sound.
Yeah, that's really smart, but now I'm also really scared of listening to this song anytime later. Like, it's one of those I will 100% come to haunt you kind of ominous notes, but very well thought out of though. I mean, very well thought out. And actually, as another fun fact, it was originally believed that the high-pitched sounds in the song were sampled from the Pikmin video games, but it has recently been discovered, much to the despair of TikTok conspiracy theorists, that these songs are pitched up excerpts of a song from 1915 called I've Been Floating Down the Old Green River, sung by Billy Murray. So, you know, it wasn't Pikmin, but we can always believe. We can always believe.
Guilty as charged. I didn't think it was Pikmin, but like the memes about it were just too good.
I know. It's one of those things where I just hope it's true, right? It would be the greatest thing ever if they were really just sourcing Pikmin sounds for this music, this song. But no, Otonoke and Creepy Nuts, like you said, are two songs that have really dominated the Japan music charts for a while. Because, you know, I don't know what it is about Creepy Nuts, but they always come out with these really catchy songs.
Yeah, I have a theory on what it is, and I think I've mentioned it in a past episode from a very long time ago, but basically Creepy Nuts, like their entire like aesthetic is Jersey club music, right? So that there's this like familiar sound that you can hear in both Otonoke and Bling Bang Bang Born, and it's kind of like it's got the same sort of percussion as well. Right,
so it's just kind of repetitive, and it's something you know, so you're drawn to it.
Yes, but more than just that, this is a genre of music that's actually, like, incredibly popular on TikTok.
Right. So you know, it just, like, social media really just pushes it to a wider audience, rather.
That's right. Like, it was practically made, you know, for, like, social media.
Yeah, I'd imagine, right? It seems like one of those songs that really... It is one of those songs, rather, that really... found its audience on social media and, of course, anime lovers like. And it is just a really good song, separate of all of that.
I mean, it's also attached to a really good show as well.
It is. I really love Dandadan, so, you know, like, aliens and yokai together are the ultimate anime sounding board.
Yeah, don't let us fool you. This isn't actually like a supernatural kind of anime. This is actually a rom-com.
It is. I think that's the best part of it, right? There's so much about the premise of this anime that just makes you so confused about what genre it falls under. And I think most of the episodes, I'm just still always wondering, like, where do I take this? What do I take away from this?
Yeah. And I guess another great thing about this show is that, like, I've found out that it shares a lot of DNA with Chainsaw Man, and, you know, like, there are lots of similarities that you can draw between the two. And it turns out that the author of Dandadan actually assisted with, I guess, Chainsaw Man.
Oh, wow. So you were able to draw the parallels there. I didn't really think of that. That's really interesting. Whoa. Okay. I think it's time to watch Dandadan and Chainsaw Man side by side and draw those parallels.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that there is a very popular character in Dandadan. I won't say who, because I don't know, I feel like it's a bit spoiler territory. But yeah, like, it's Dandadan's version of Power from Chainsaw Man, and I'm like, yes, it's undeniable just how, you know, like, interchangeable the two are in terms of, like, I guess how they execute, I guess, their stories. It's like, it's kind of similar, but they also kind of do their own thing. Chainsaw Man isn't really about yokai and aliens or anything of that sort, but they do have that sort of, like, you know, sort of grounded in reality, but also kind of, like, taking it to extremes.
I think I know which character you're talking about, but I'm not going to say anything because, again, spoiler territory. So we will just take it to the next song, and you guys... For the people who are, for our lovely listeners, if you're able to figure out who the character is, you know, you may, I mean, we kind of just left an Easter egg here if we're thinking of the same character. But that being said, we have a quick announcement before we get into the next few songs. So if you want to hear extra songs on this episode, you can go ahead and join our Patreon club. So you can become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. So you can check out all the details at our site jtop10.jp/club and find all the details there. That being said, we're taking it over to our next song, which is 50% by Official Hige Dandism.
Number 2.
Party.
And you just heard 50% by Official Higedandism, commonly abbreviated to Higedan, and they're a four-member pop group. So back in November, again, Official Higedandism is arguably one of the most popular J-pop groups, so doesn't need too much of an introduction here too. And back in November, during the 2024 tour, it was announced that Higedan would be performing the theme song for the live-action film version of Cells at Work.
The song that you've just heard, 50%, is Official Higedandism's 13th digital single, and it was released digitally on the 13th of December, the same day that the Cells at Work movie began playing in theatres.
So the song reached number one on the Oricon singles chart and on the Billboard Japan download chart.
The song expresses their desire to live a life where they only have to use 50% of their strength to take care of themselves, while saving 100% strength for moments that are important to them when they really want to have fun.
Which I think is a really solid way to live your life. I mean, I'm sure we can have the argument on, you know, doing your best and all of that, but it's the important moments that count, and that's when you want to give it your 100%, so I stand by this. Also very in line with Cells at Work, I must say.
Yeah, sadly I never actually caught on to Cells at Work, so
really?
Yes, I know. It's an absolute sin.
I'm not scandalized at all. but no, it is definitely worth the watch. I think I really enjoyed Cells at Work. It's one of those shows that you can just mindlessly watch almost. So and this song, I haven't watched the live action though, I will say. But you know, very, very in line with the Japanese anime style of
humanized.
Yes, I think I'm just gonna go with humanizing things, and you know, it's a very interesting, fun. I wouldn't say cute because it does get a little bit gory, but it's comedic in its own right. So. And this song is, you know, a very beautiful tribute to that.
Yes. For what it's worth, I have heard that this show is an excellent way to learn about biology.
I mean, if there are any bio students here, you now have, a really great reference. Okay, not a really great, but a very, a great way to tell people you're studying when all you want to do is watch anime, right? Which I think is a good enough excuse for anyone.
Yes, speaking of wacky anime and, I guess, humanizing characters, let's move on to our number one song. And our number one song is Bitter Vacans, or Bitter Vacation by Mrs. Green Apple.
Number one.
I'm not afraid to
That was Bitter Balkans, or Bitter Vacation, by Mrs. Green Apple. So, Bitter Vacation, the song that you just heard, is the rock band Mrs. Green Apple's 14th digital single. On the 23rd of October, 2024, it was announced that the song would be used as the theme for the live-action film Saint Young Men, the movie, Holy Men vs. Devil's Army.
So the song was officially released ahead of the movie's December 20th release on November 29th.
Omori, Mrs. Green Apple's soloist, guitarist, and primary composer, has been an avid reader of the Saint Young Men manga since he was in junior high and said that he felt as though working on this song was fate.
He also said that he believes that there are things we can learn from the healing daily lives of Jesus and Buddha, and that even though we work hard, it's good to have a moment of relief to let go of the tension on our shoulders. And he wanted to make a song that, you know, captured this important type of silliness or letting go. And I think this song 100% captures it. It is the... Okay, one, Saint Young Men is... just beautiful. It is one of the greatest manga I have ever read. It is hilarious, and it's so hard to wrap your mind around like it as a thought, but I think this song does a great job of capturing the wackiness of taking that time off from the mundanity of going through the motions, rather.
Yeah, it's just finding the fun in everything. Yeah, I actually feel like I feel like Mrs. Green Apple has kind of explored that theme maybe once or twice before, but you know, there's plenty more. But yes, I'm absolutely on board with your your opinions on Saint Young Men. I have not heard that name in a very long time, and yes, the first time I've heard of it, it was absolute madness. Just, you know, what it was about, just Jesus and Buddha being roommates and, you know, just living in modern Japan together. But yeah, it really doesn't get any simpler than that, and it is definitely worth taking in.
I completely agreed. I mean, I think to this day it is one of my personal favorite you know, side reads. Like whenever I've had a long day, I'm just like, yeah, you know, reading a chapter of Saint Young Men just might fix my day, because it allows you to let go of thinking. Like, you can just stop thinking for a couple of minutes and just enjoy the randomness of Jesus and Buddha, and, you know, taking time off, which I guess ultimately at the end of the day is, I guess, the motive of the manga and the song as well. Also, this song's music video is 100% worth the watch. Absolute chaos in the best way possible. It's so visually striking, because there's so much going on.
Yes, it's... I mean, yeah, it's a very silly music video. I don't think there's a more apt description than that.
Completely agree. It's interesting. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I will say that I do enjoy, like, that side of Mrs. Green Apple's music. I think, yeah, they've always been very good at, I guess, light-hearted, you know, feel-good kinds of music. And yeah, this has absolutely been, you know, I guess, a real hit for me.
Agreed. And while that's the end of our list, never fear, because we do have our extra songs. So our indie spotlight for today is Shout by Husky.
Thank you.
And you just heard Shout by Husky. So Husky is a five-piece idol group from Osaka that infuses poppy rock music with the idol-style call-and-response shouts and dress.
Yes, and formed in August of 2018, Husky's current members include Shiuk, Sora, Chikuwa, Noraka, and Byakuya. They've released 3 albums and 13 singles to date.
So Shout is their latest mini-album that was released on January 1st, 2025 and includes 5 tracks. Now, this is the ultimate, I think, idol pop music. It's very reminiscent of, I think the older style of idols, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't really want to say anything too controversial, but I have, like... I want to say that it was kind of like the golden age of idols.
Oh, okay. No, I'd agree. I think it was... I wouldn't say golden age, but it definitely was an era of them. Oh my God. And they stand very true to their sound, to the sound of it all. So I'm very happy to see it. I'm very, it's exciting to see. It's a very confusing... it was a very confusing time.
Yes. And, I guess it pairs well with the sort of confusing but also very, interesting song and music video itself. It's very fun. It's very...
It's very lighthearted.
Actually, I'll
upbeat.
Probably just leave it at that. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to think too much about it. Just take it in. Just, enjoy the song for what it is.
Exactly. Exactly. You take it from where it's coming from. But no, I guess with that, we've hit the end of our list.
That's right. But fear not, in 2 weeks from now, you can learn more about the actions taken by Japan related to the ongoing climate change crisis around the world. And Andy and Vicky will be hosting you that episode. But until then, I'm Brinton.
And I'm Shana. And happy 2025!
Yes, happy 2025!
We will see you later. Bye!
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.